We have been talking here a bit this afternoon about what's going on in the campaign trail, and we've got on the air now a real expert. Senator Charles Grassley, Republican from Iowa, campaigning for re-election. Senator, welcome to Talk Radio this afternoon.
Well, I haven't really said I'm campaigning for re-election. I'm seeking re-election, but what I try to do is leave the campaign to my campaign headquarters and campaign manager and stuff like that, because I've always felt that serving Iowans can best be done, and also to get ready for re-election, just try to do the very best job right where you are. So I try to, when I'm in Washington, continue my record of not missing a vote for the last 22 years. When I'm in Iowa, and you got to get out of Washington, D.C., because it's an island surrounded by reality, so you get out of, go back to Iowa on weekends and commune with the constituents there to keep in touch with your constituents. So that's what I am doing, and hopefully I work hard enough to earn re-election.
Well, speaking this afternoon from that island surrounded by reality, what's going on the island? I always ask you that. What's going on in Washington?
Well, we did not get 60 votes that it takes to move along the military construction, HUD, and transportation appropriation bill. So the leader had to go to another piece of legislation, and we're working on the bankruptcy, I shouldn't say bankruptcy for Puerto Rico, because I hope it never gets to bankruptcy, but we're setting up a financial control board there, because they're in such financial straits, 10 years without balancing their budget. They only collect about 60% of their taxes, and they got 24% of their people on the public payroll. So you can understand why they're in such dire fiscal constraints and why they're so far in debt. So we're going to set up like we did in Washington, D.C., in Washington, D.C., and New York City. I guess New York City was maybe a quarter of a century ago. D.C., I think, was 20 years ago. Anyway, a board, because the legislature of Puerto Rico isn't going to do anything to get their budget and fiscal problems and tax problems under control. And we don't want them to go into bankruptcy. There's a possibility of bankruptcy. But what I have to be concerned about there is that a lot of Iowans have written to me. They have investments in Puerto Rican bonds, and they don't want to take a haircut. And Iowans want to make sure that their taxes are widely used, so we can't use a taxpayer's bailout for Puerto Rico.
Let me ask you, elaborate a little bit on that. What is the Senate going to do about Puerto Rico? Your best guess.
Yeah. We're going to set up that control board. That control board is going to have control over what needs to be done to get the fiscal house of Puerto Rico in order. And if the legislature doesn't follow that advice, the financial control board is going to have the power to move forward with those changes. Now, it could also lead to restructuring of debt, and there may have to be some restructuring of debt. But one reason I will probably vote against this bill is it doesn't guarantee that we're going to make all these fiscal and taxation problems, policies, changes before they get into bankruptcy. I'm afraid that this financial control board could move to restructuring of debt, which means that a lot of Iowans that have investments in Puerto Rican bonds could have to take a haircut, and I'm just going to be protective of those Iowans that have those investments in those bonds.
Well, you say you're going to vote against it. Do you think it has a chance of passage?
Yeah, it'll pass, and I'll explain that to you a minute. But the reason I'm going to I don't think that the Puerto Ricans or the Board of Control are going to make the really tough choices that need to be made. I think it'll pass because of a procedural way that McConnell's handling it, very untraditional to the way that he's been running the United States Senate, where every bill can be open for amendment. He wants to move this quickly. He doesn't want to get bogged down. He wants to get it done before July 1st deadline, when under a Puerto Rican law, there could be a possibility of bankruptcy, going into bankruptcy, or at least not paying your interest that you owe on the bonds. And to do that, he did what we call under Robert's Rules of Order, fill up the amendment tree so nobody else can offer amendments.
Well, let me pause here, and we'll come back and talk to the senator about what's going on in the nation's capital. Senator Charles Grassley, Chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Iowa's senior senator, here on Talk Radio.
News doesn't take a pause because you're stuck at the office. Listen at work with the iHeartRadio app, on your desktop or on your phone. News Talk 1420 WOC.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-300-3961. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-300-3961. That's 1-800-300-3961. 1-800-300-3961.
Hurt in an accident? Not sure about who to call? Waiting can cost you. The law requires that accident victims assert their damage claims promptly.
I put off calling a lawyer. I almost missed that deadline. Thank goodness I called when I did. I nearly lost out on thousands of dollars.
Call 855-74-RADIO. Your claim could be worth more than you know.
We were in a bad wreck. The other driver said he didn't have insurance. My lawyer found out that guy was driving for a business. With the lawyer's help, we got money we never realized we could get.
If you've been hurt in a traffic accident, on the job, at a store, office, or construction site, you could be entitled to a big cash award. Call 855-74-RADIO. That's 855-74-RADIO.
The call was free, we got the help we needed, and the money we deserved.
Call now, 855-74-RADIO. That's 855-74-RADIO. Sponsored by Lead Circle LLC.
Each franchise independently owned and operated. Offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Hi, Mom. Come on in. I can't wait for you to see what we've done with the house.
Oh, my gosh. Sweetheart, it's like a whole new place in here. I love the shutters and the drapes together. It's all beautiful.
Thank you. The best part? I didn't do a thing. I just called Budget Blinds, and voila.
Really?
Yeah, they're amazing. They gave me a free in-home consultation and did all the measuring and installation. Even gave me a no-questions-asked warranty.
Well, they did an incredible job. I'm impressed and need to get them to my house fast.
Here's the number.
Call Budget Blinds today at 1-800-640-8191 and save big during the biggest sale of the year. There's no better time to transform your home with custom window coverings. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilts on shutters. Just call 1-800-640-8191. Hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call 1-800-640-8191. 1-800-640-8191.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-300-1810. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-300-1810. That's 1-800-300-1810.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying. Learn something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it. So can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
73 degrees, partly cloudy skies, and we are fortunate enough here to have Senator Charles Grassley with us for a half hour. Now, in the case of this, we talked about Puerto Rico, so I'm just going to say to Senator Grassley again, what's going on in Washington, D.C. that's hot this week?
Well, in the House, in the Senate, this is probably all we'll be on this for two or three more days, and that's all we'll probably be doing this week. And then the 4th of July is on Monday. So we won't come back until next. I'll come back next Tuesday night to Washington, and then we'll be in session Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the following Monday through Friday, and then that brings you up to the presidential conventions. And normally they're in August, so they come at the same time as our summer break, which is generally the month of August. So summer break is going to start, I think, on July 17th. So we'll be out of session in summer break for 2 weeks longer because of the time that the conventions are. Come back at Labor Day, be in for about 4 or 5 weeks, and then take 3 weeks off before the election, and then come back for probably 4 or 5 weeks in November and December.
So pretty much we'll take a couple talk radio topics here. Do you expect any gun legislation to pass the U.S. Senate?
Only if we get a 60-vote bipartisan approach within the United States Senate. In the House of Representatives, I think even if we got a bipartisan approach in the United States Senate, it probably wouldn't go through the House of Representatives. So I'm doubtful if there will be any gun legislation.
Do you think there's any possibility of any reciprocity on the other side of the coin? The legislation I was talking about that was restricting it, you know, like assault weapons bans and stuff. Other side would be reciprocity, that you and I are both Iowans. I happen to have a concealed carry permit in Iowa, but I can't carry a gun in Illinois. There's no reciprocity between states. You guys could do that in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. I would support that legislation, but I think now that, that the environment's a little bit poisonous, to get more guns rights, we have a tough time defending what is a fundamental right of the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights to go forward. I want to protect Iowans from the standpoint that I want to make sure that everybody that's on the no-fly list is somebody that's really a threat to us from the standpoint of terrorism. And on the other hand, I want to make sure Iowans' constitutional rights of due process are protected so that you individuals can own firearms.
Then probably the next thing up would be the money issues. Federal government spends more money than it takes in. You're the senior senator from Iowa. You've been there forever. This is what, your fifth term as a senator?
Yeah.
What are you going to do about deficit spending?
Well, I'll tell you my approach, but it isn't going to be done. I would have across-the-board cuts. Now, that's not the most sophisticated way to do it, but let me tell you, if Iowans would have to look at this as probably the only way of getting it done, it's a practical approach. Because if I was going to cut Program A that you want, then everybody that's is Program B, C, and D is probably going to gang up against cutting Program A because they might see their program next on the list. So I've seen that happen, but I have seen across-the-board cuts be successful. And then don't forget that something that 46 states have, and Iowa has this, and I know the Iowa constitutional amendment works, but the federal government doesn't have such a constitutional amendment requiring a balanced budget, and I'm very much in support of that.
How would you go about getting that?
Well, it takes two-thirds vote of the United States Senate and the House of Representatives, and then it goes to the states for 38 state legislatures to ratify it. And I have voted for it two or three times in the Senate, but not in the last 12 years because it hasn't been up. Maybe it's more like 15 years it hasn't been up. And the last time that we had it up, it came within one vote of getting the two-thirds vote to send it to the states, and that one person was a Republican, the only Republican to vote against it. And everybody thought it was going to go, and that's an exasperation that when you get to that point of one vote to make such a dramatic change in the fiscal policies of this country, particularly the same way Iowa does it in our legislature, it's a missed opportunity, and it hasn't come back since then. One of my goals as chairman of the Judiciary Committee, if I'm chairman there next year, is to get such a constitutional amendment out of committee for debate on the floor of the United States Senate.
Well, Senator, when you look, your opening topic was Puerto Rico. And Puerto Rico's in trouble because it spent far more money than it took in. The balanced budget thing that you're talking about there that you haven't had a chance to vote on in 15 years or so, is there any chance that this rump session of the Senate, you know, you're running up right for election here in November,
yeah,
that you guys might look at this and pass something to say we got to balance the federal budget?
Not a chance, and I don't feel good telling you that, but you asked me to look into the crystal ball, and that's what the crystal ball tells me.
Foreign relations, anything interesting going on, the advise and consent part of being a U.S. senator?
Well, don't forget, there's another terrorist attack in Turkey that's been announced in the last 2 hours, so we ought to be reminded of Orlando and Chattanooga and Boston and Fort Hood and San Bernardino in this country, about 95 people killed because nobody wants to concentrate on the real cause of it, which is adherence to radical Islamic terrorism. Instead, a lot of people would rather talk about guns and not keep the eye on the ball. We don't have any treaties up for ratification that you're asking about in foreign affairs, but I think foreign affairs is something that doesn't get the attention it ought to, because so much of foreign affairs is in the prerogative of the President of the United States and not as much involvement in the Congress of the United States. Obviously for money and for policy and for approval of treaties, yes, but on the day-to-day operations is pretty much up to the President of the United States, and this President has decided that he wanted America to lead from behind, and that's completely different than the 70 years since World War II when we led everybody else, and we had followers, and our friends wanted to follow us and waited for us, and our enemies feared us. Now our friends, we have no credibility with them. And bottom line, our enemies don't fear us, and it's a very dangerous world.
As a senator running for re-election, I'm going to step into politics here with the last question of the half hour. You were very critical of the incumbent commander-in-chief and the conduct of foreign affairs. Do you have any recommendation for a new commander-in-chief?
Well, that's going to be either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, and I have said that I'm going to vote for Donald Trump because I don't want the third term of a Obama administration. And I could I've already given you my point of view about a third term of that, but I think you got to look at what Hillary Clinton is responsible for in regard to Benghazi. The report that came out within the last 24 hours simply makes very clear that she wasn't on top of the situation.
Senator. Let me thank you for the half hour. That's the half hour that we agreed to, and I'll talk to you next month, okay?
Okay. Goodbye. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
It's always fun and a privilege to talk to that gentleman.